With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Jury deliberations set to begin today in Donald Trump's New York criminal trial.
Prosecutors and defense attorneys presented their closing arguments yesterday, and soon the judge will give final instructions to the jury before they begin deliberations. The 12 men and women on the panel will be deciding whether or not the former president is guilty of falsifying business records to cover up payments to hide embarrassing information right before the 2016 presidential election.
And that's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Also at SRNNews.com, in a closely watched Texas primary race, Republican incumbent Congressman Tony Gonzalez defeated challenger Brandon Herrera. And Republican Texas House Speaker Dade Phelan won his primary runoff. So this is how they plan to do it, how Democrats will get Joe Biden on the Buckeye ballot.
President Biden will be formally nominated as the Democratic presidential nominee through a virtual roll call ahead of the party's official convention in Chicago in August. That will allow Biden to appear on the November ballot in Ohio. The Democratic National Convention, where the president would otherwise be formally nominated, comes after Ohio's ballot deadline of August 7th. The party's convention is scheduled for August 19th through the 22nd. The DNC did not say when the virtual roll call will take place, but is expected in the weeks after the committee's June 4th Rules and Bylaws Committee meeting. I'm Norman Hall.
More heavy weather in Texas, this time in the Dallas and Houston areas. Huge hailstones, flooding rains, vicious winds left one person dead in Houston yesterday. Could be more bad weather today. Eyewitnesses say the odor of natural gas filled the air before a powerful explosion damaged a building in downtown Youngstown, Ohio. Yesterday afternoon, a 27-year-old bank employee was killed. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 225. This is SRN News. A drag performance took place at the Vatican's new event for kids this month.
Pope Francis inaugurated the first ever World Children's Day Festival in Rome. It's unclear if he was aware that amongst the entertainment options for small children was a drag show. YouTube video shows a large group of kids at the festival venue watching a man in a dress and women's makeup dance for them. The Pope has already sparked division in the Catholic Church by allowing priests to bless same-sex civil unions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge in Washington, D.C. has issued a permanent injunction barring the U.S. Capitol Police from interfering with protests and demonstrations on the steps of the Capitol building. The Christian Defense Coalition filed suit to open up the steps after members were arrested for holding a silent prayer vigil. Coalition spokesman Patrick Mahoney says the First Amendment ensures every American the right to peacefully express their views in the public square. This is SRN News. He'll have a lot of time behind bars to think about what he did.
The man convicted of attacking the husband of Nancy Pelosi with a hammer 2 years ago has apologized in federal court, but still received 30 years in prison at an unusual resentencing hearing that resulted from judicial error. David DePapp was sentenced on May 17th for 20 years for attempting to kidnap Nancy Pelosi and 30 years for the October 2022 assault on Paul Pelosi. But the judge failed to allow the defendant to address the court at that sentencing, so that's why there was another hearing in which DePapp said, "I'm sorry for what I did." I'm Shelley Adler.
A federal appeals court has declined to halt the upcoming execution of an Alabama man convicted in the beating death of an elderly couple during a 2004 robbery. The man is scheduled to be put to death tomorrow evening. More details, SRNNews.com.